We're here this morning to talk about some jobs, the job fair that is coming up, and we have Judith Crocker, who is with the Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership. Good morning, Judith. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Great. You know, we've dealt things with the chamber and with Ohio Needs Jobs as well, but the Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership, there's a lot of words into that. What does your organization do? Kind of what's its purpose?
The Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership is a network of manufacturing companies, and we're working together to promote manufacturing and to grow a skilled workforce.
And that's something that seems to be in the need these days, getting the right people available. Sometimes it was getting the skilled workforce. Sometimes it's trying to find the skills that they need for that. You have a job fair coming up where you're kind of focusing on veterans. Tell us about that.
We are, yes. On Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we have right now 8 companies that are planning to be there, and we are inviting veterans who are interested in learning about manufacturing careers and how their military training and skills match with the in-demand jobs we have in Lorain County. It will be an opportunity for veterans to hear from these companies and learn about what's available there, and for the companies to meet these vets and see if there's a good fit for the in-demand jobs they have right now that offer career opportunities.
Judith, do you have any idea how many veterans might be out there who can really take advantage of this?
I do not have those numbers in front of me, but the veterans organizations that we're working with, the Lorain County Veterans Services, and also Lorain County Ohio Means Jobs, indicate that there are quite a few, could be as many as a couple hundred, that are registered through these organizations that are in the job market, either unemployed or looking for a job that will offer more of a career opportunity for them.
You have a lot of veterans that have skills, and they know how it worked in sort of the military, but they have to figure out how it transitions into the civilian life. But obviously there's maybe even beyond a skill, maybe it's sort of just a temperament or a style or a way that they have been trained that will fit well with manufacturing, I would assume.
Absolutely. Things like working as a member of a team, problem solving. If anybody listening or you gentlemen have had a chance to be in a manufacturing company in the last couple years, you would see right away it's not what people often think about when they look at the old time pictures. It's a lot of technology, it's robots, artificial intelligence, and it takes skilled people to not only run those machines, but also figure out how to troubleshoot them, how to address challenges that come up in the production process, and even in the design process. And we know veterans who have successfully served our country also have demonstrated they can follow instructions, that they can think independently and work with their peers to figure out how to make something work or to solve a problem.
Right, and they have sort of a good dependability, responsibility. Sometimes when you're hiring people, you got to make sure they're going to show up the next day, right? That's kind of a problem that can come out. It's really one of those things that you want to make sure you get somebody who's going to be a good worker. Because as you probably know, I don't need to tell you, getting that worker in place takes it a lot of effort. So you want to make sure you're picking the right people and that there'll be somebody that'll benefit the company for a long term.
Exactly. And the companies that are members of our network are all companies that have been in Lorain County for a while, have been successful, and also all of them have hired vets in the past and realized that the skills, to the point you just raised, what they bring to the work environment are things that companies value and reward when they bring someone into their companies.
Right. We're talking with Judith Crocker from the Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership. What else responsibilities do you have with that partnership that you do on a daily basis?
Well, I'm working with the partnership, and actually we're looking at a couple different groups. Obviously, veterans are a good group that we right now want to reach out to, but we're also working with the schools, with the high schools, and looking at informing educators and young people about manufacturing today and the opportunities. We have great partners with Lorain County Community College and Lorain County Joint Vocational School, as well as our high schools and districts in the county. And so we are doing a lot with them to get the word out and introduce young people to these opportunities at an early age.
Judith, over the past year, a lot of businesses, regardless of what kind, have posted help wanted signs. What's the feel in the manufacturing community? Are there a lot of job opportunities?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you know, it's hard to get, it's a moving target all the time. But across Northeast Ohio, there's an estimated 8,000 vacant jobs right now. And depending on what data you look at, it could be as many as 600 in the Lorain County area. So we're looking at Lorain County and then, of course, you know, Erie and Huron, Western Cuyahoga, the right up close to Lorain County. So there are opportunities. And again, the important thing for your listeners to know is they are career jobs. It's not work this job till you're old and retire. It's come here, work with us. We will pay for you to get trained and we'll give you opportunities to advance on the job.
Again, is Hiring Heroes, local manufacturers offer career opportunities to vets. They have that coming up on February 23rd, which you indicated at the start of the announcement was 2 days away. This month of February is really blowing by me, I'll tell you that. If people want to find out more about getting involved for this job fair and what's the best way to approach it, where do they go to get information on this?
The best way, we are requiring registration. Once an individual registers, they will get a confirmation with all of the details, what to bring, where to report, and so on. So in order to get that, they can go to our website, which again, it's some letters, LCMSP, Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership, .org/hiring-heroes. So lcmsp.org/hiring-heroes to learn more about it. If a vet is interested but cannot make it on Wednesday, at the website, they can get more information about our member companies and type in a request, and we'll get back to them to connect them with some of our members.
Sounds great. Judith, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us and getting the information out this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.